Welcome to the Black Conscious Corner. Professor Ra will not be with us this evening, but guess what? It is his Earth Strong, and we're going to big up Professor Ra the whole show long. I am your host for this evening, Rasaki Maskani, and on the call with us this evening, and we should have more people coming in, we got Professor Ra's son, Brother Shahid Ra. We got Miss Adrian B. We got Brother Mashinda, Brother Ahi, and Brother Ijao. And we have Paris Gravett coming in right now. So this evening, we're basically going to just big up Professor Ra. And I'm going to go to each person, and they're just going to talk about him. So I'm going to start with his son. Brother Shahid, welcome this evening.
Thank
what
you.
What do you have to say about your papa?
First and foremost, happy birthday, Pop, 78th. And you made it to another one, and we're going to hope that you make it to plenty more. I'm going to apologize now because I already know I could never do a proper introduction after all the speeches I've seen him give. My father is... I mean, everything to me, a hero, father, husband, family man, role model, you name it. He is that. It just goes on and on. I really don't know where to start. I just know as far as for me, it's growing up, just seeing steps. So for me, my earliest, fondest memories was the music. He played the old school music that just brought soul into the room. He would open up the gym at Compton College for the community, and we would listen to the best music while working out, and it just gave me such a sense of home, almost like a church and a family. And to know my dad was bringing that to the community was real big. And then he would open up the gyms at Compton College, Compton High, where I met a lot of his friends and family and other people, and made so many connections. And he made me understand the sense of community that I really had as a kid, that I see my kids don't have right now. That you see so many Black faces and so much Black love in one room constantly over and over. It's a reassurance of what we can be and what we can achieve. He also, you know, was a professor at Long Beach State and Compton College for decades. He helped so many Black people get their degrees, get their AA, their BA, their master's, gave them guidance, gave them advice, and even helped them out personally, most likely. And the list goes on from his struggles in the 60s as a Black nationalist, leading protest, and all his accomplishments at Long Beach State, aside from being a great ball player, which he chose to go down the career of education and being an educator and providing for the community, going on to be a city councilman and just leaving a legacy that everyone is so proud of. I can't say just I could just go on and on about my pop, but it just. Thank you guys for just having this moment for him, and I really appreciate it.
All right, brother. We appreciate you for coming and sharing that excellent news with us and commentary. So I appreciate you, Brother Shahid.
No problem.
All right. We have one lady on right now, so we're going to go with her. Adrian, welcome, and what do you say to Professor Amin-Ra?
Well, first of all, happy birthday and happy solar return, Professor Ra. He definitely, as a student at Long Beach State, changed my life. Taking the class with him, more than one class, was just phenomenal. I mean, you didn't come out of the class, the course, the same person. Even if you thought you had knowledge, you came out with more knowledge. I especially remember Professor Ra during this unfortunate, situation with the police murder of Ron Settles, where all of us Black students rallied around and learned a lot about the world in terms of how that happened and what why it happened, and our protest and struggle. And Professor Raw was right there with us at our marches, taking down the school, protesting. He was right there in the newspapers, supporting us 100%. And I'll never forget that, to have a professor of his caliber arm in arm with students, as we protested and learned, the cruel ways of the world and the reality of what happened in this, which has, of course, been repeated numerous times over the last 4 decades. So I learned a lot from Professor Ra, and I know a lot of us did. He helped a lot of us get our degrees, and just I can't even say how much he helped us. So I just want to be here to pay tribute to him in person on the day of his birth. Thank you.
Appreciate that, Miss Adrian. Thanks for coming and those kind words. All right, let's go to Brother Ahi.
Hey, Roger. My first encounter with Professor Ra, two of my roommates, my fraternity brothers, were all enrolled in his classes. Dog, Daiti, Wayne, and heck, sometimes not even being enrolled in Cal State, you're like, well, what's happening? Ra's lecturing. Ra got a class. So and you talk about entertainment.
Professor Rob.
Professor Rye, yes. Professor Rye. You all right, that team? Everything good?
Oh yeah, keep going.
Okay. And that was my first introduction to Professor Rye. His consciousness conference were just dynamic. The Black Student Union, he's an impressive figure and with a personality just as big, and he's got a lot of charisma. And just being in that type of environment, I felt at home. It was embracing. It was just the knowledge that was going around and the bravery of the students. The students were like something. It was just like almost unreal to just see some young people just that active and that determined, that organized. It was like someone said earlier in the series, it was like being on a HBCU. It was awesome. And I wasn't even a student there. So being exposed to that with Professor Rye and with the rest of the staff and through my fraternity brothers, I like Adrian said, it was pivotal, pivotal in my life. And I did pivot. And I stopped eating pork.
Left
I
that hog
started,
alone, dog.
I had to get a hog up, and then I started picking up the books more so and studying and listening to the lectures. It was awesome. It was an awesome experience. And then let me see, was it last year, team, when you were on here
Yes, sir.
with the Black Men Build?
Yeah.
Okay, you invited all the people to come and for that podcast series. And I've been on there ever since. And it's awesome to fellowship. It's been therapeutic for me. It's keep me up on the news and keeping me active and involved. And it's been a wonderful thing that Professor Ryan knows my name and will call me up and say, brother, I just calling to check you out here. What's happening in Detroit? It's been a, and the brothers, you too, Rasha Key, especially for putting this together too. Thank you. It's been a wonderful thing. Professor Rye has been, like I said, pivotal in my life, and he's still. still very influential, and I find him to be to have empathy, to have to put along friendship, and I really appreciate him. So that's my experience with Professor Rock, and it don't stop, you know.
Don't stop, dog. Don't stop. Excellent, Ahi. Brother Mashinda.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, brother.
Good evening, brother. Yeah, I just want to wish Professor Ra a happy birthday. We've been on this long journey on this show for many years now, and it's been enjoyable to check in and some of the topics that we've covered over the years have been very relative to our current state, what we're living through. He's always reminding us of the struggle, that the struggle continues. And my tenure in higher education, people like him have continued to inspire me to do what I have to do to try to pass on the goodness to the people behind me or people in my path. But I just want to say that I appreciate all of his testimony, all of his teachings, being a native, Compton native, knowing about Ra for many years, and being on the being politically active myself in terms of staying active in one way or another, being involved over the years. I'm being in Louisiana now. It's been a, like I say, a pleasure to check in on Mondays, or used to be Mondays. Now we went to Tuesdays, and it's been very uplifting, with all the brothers and sisters that's come on here. But as a host of the show, Conscious Corner, now Black Conscious Corner, much love. And I'm gonna pass it on. And I just want to thank him for keeping my fire, helping me keep my fire lit.
Appreciate it, Brother Mashinda. Brother Ijahu.
Yes, sir, brother. A luta continua to everybody. Professor Ra has been and continues to be a major pillar in my life because he has inspired me to go on and step up to the plate as a black man and as a leader unapologetically and without fear. One thing that he always represented himself as a strong black man. And we don't see a lot of strong black men today in our communities. You know, we're grateful for the sisters stepping up to the plate and doing what they do and what they've done. And even when I came into the college experience at Cal State Long Beach, sisters was in a leadership role for the most part when it came down to the black student movement. But coming from Oakland myself, I was automatically. When I came to Cal State Long Beach from Oakland, the first thing that I did was look for my people, look for the black students, because we was at a white institution that before school started, it was just lily white everywhere. So I had no clue, but I did pursue that. I pursued, where are my people at? And I connected with Professor Ra and some of the other students, Rose and Jerry and we got involved in putting on some events and activities before I was even in the leadership per se. We put on an expo of culture and history, and Professor Ra was always right there advising us and leading us and lifting us and encouraging us as a professor, which was I thought was unusual. But I came out of a predominantly black high school. And, you know, teachers really were just teachers. But you coming in a white institution and seeing his presence, seeing him, and how the respect that he galvanized from everyone on that campus, it was like when Professor Raw walked through, it was like parting the Red Sea. White folks got out the way when he was walking through because he was a strong, standing, conscious, and he always wore, for the most part, African attire. So, you know, the brothers coming through there with the African attire, brother, some royal regalia. So that stood out in itself right there, and very comfortable in the stature. And that was always uplifting for me as a young man. And he also was the advisor to the Black Student Union. So he was always making sure that we had a place, a meeting place, where we could have our meetings at on a college campus. And through many of those times, we addressed all kind of counterintelligence, if you will, or infiltrators, or sellouts, or spies. And one thing that Professor Raw suggested that we give them something to do to test them to see if they was about the movement. So, you know, when we had some of them, we called them buckies or handkerchief head Negroes coming around, and you know they really didn't want to be there, and you know that they was there probably sent by some type of government agency. So we make sure we give them some flyers, give them some information, tell them to get out there and recruit for the Black Student Movement. And they show up, and then the next day they be gone. So we know. And then another thing that stands out for me is when we had our Black Student Union meetings, and every now and then one of the Europeans would fall in there and try to sit in our meetings. And one thing about Professor Raw, he brought to attention, he would let them know that this is a family meeting and they needed to leave. And when they heard that there was a family meeting, they were, oh, okay. They would just get up and leave. So that was one of the things that he's always been, and he still is, been to making sure that's why I appreciate when you change that to the Black Consciousness Corner, because we conscious, but we got to be Black conscious. And some of the notes that I made about him, he mentioned the Black Consciousness Conference, that was pivotal. He started that in 1979, that first year that I was here, first year as a freshman. And that's been going on ever since. And at the Black Consciousness Conference, he would bring in all of these notable Black scholars and educators and political figures. And someone that just came to my mind that I had the honor to be able to meet and cross paths with was Minister Louis Farrakhan. I got a chance to sit down with him because of Professor Raw. John Henry Clark, Queen Mother Moore, Ivan Van Sertima, Haki Mabuti, Nathan and Julia Hare, just to name a few, and I could just go on and on with others, you know. But those are some of the things that just really moved me. And he was instrumental in attempting to bring Black organizations together through the Black United Front. And that was a national organization where Black leaders was coming together to address the ills that affect our community. And then, like my sister Adrienne said, the Ron Settles movement, I just kind of fell into that movement because that was the year I was the Black Student Union president. And the next thing I know, I'm doing press conferences sitting next to Professor Raw, and we're addressing the racism of the Signal Hill Police Department and all of the ills of the, what's his name? Garcetti? You remember that, Adrian? Was that his name? Garcetti, the district attorney down in whatever. But yeah, we would do protests in downtown LA in front of the, criminal courts buildings.
No, it was Van somebody. He's the one who's got the pastry company.
Okay. Vandekamp. Yeah, it was Vandekamp. Yeah, Vandekamp. So, I mean, we was dealing with all these devils on all levels. And one thing about Professor Raw, we didn't have no fear. We didn't have no fear as students. And he inspired that in me to be fearless as we go on. Hey, I was not never one of those brothers that scratch when I wasn't itching or smiling when there wasn't nothing funny. So those are just a few of my experiences. And I'm very grateful to Professor Amin Raw. And I did reach out to him this morning and wish him happy soul return, happy birthday. And I thank you too, brother Rasha Key, for continuing to keep this going and dealing with the technology and all of that. And that's what I would have to say about Amun-Ra. And thank you all. Santi Sana to everybody.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Now, Ernest, you just came and we're talking about, you know, any words that you want to, you know, it's his birthday.
And I still have trouble getting in. I've been here since 5:45 trying to get on. And
well, you accomplished it.
Saying, wait, the host will let you in now. And then it popped up and said he's in another meeting. And I said, well, what's going on? But
well, you made it, Ernest. Ernest,
new router this week. So maybe it's after my granddaughter come and give it the final touches. So
that's fine. You here. That's all that matters. I appreciate that. Ernest, we're going to get to you in a minute. We're going to let you speak about Professor Rice's birthday today.
Oh, and okay.
He's not feeling well, so he's taking a break, a well-deserved break. And so I want to share something with everybody before we get to you, Ernest. So here it goes. I want you guys to hear this clip. I think it's outstanding. So let me share this. So Professor Rob, I don't know if anybody, I know somebody asked you this before, but I never heard you answer this. The influence and the impact you had on so many people throughout the years, because mostly everybody that come on here that know you darn near say the same thing, that you had a tremendous amount of impact on kind of changing, you know, change the direction of their life, or had a heavy influence with their, you know, way of thinking or being. So when you think about that, you touch, I would say, if not thousands, hundreds of thousands of people in the span of what, probably from 65 until now. So how did that make you feel, or what does that do for you?
Well, first of all, thanks for the question, Rasha P. You know, you do it for the movement. You do it because you love your people. And you're just trying to create a sense of consciousness and discipline. Because I came up in Watts and Compton, and I was street. And I didn't want my kids, or I didn't want the young people that I had contact with to fall off their ambitions or goals. Because it was easy to do that, you know, I mean. You know, from high school all the way up to practically college, you know, it was easy for people to fall off. So my personal experiences growing up, I had a lot of mentors, different ones for different strategies throughout, that gave me the game. And the game is to give back and what you know, teach others. It's the same thing as your thing, each one teach one. And so I looked at all the brothers and sisters as family. And I tried to talk to them and treat them like that. And I see, to me, Black Studies never really well, the whole purpose of Black Studies was to teach freedom and exercise a sense of power, particularly at a predominantly white school, and we turned it into a community, a Black community, where we supported each other, tutored each other, service, things of this nature. But I didn't feel that. I felt that that was natural, that everybody's supposed to get in position to help other brothers and sisters. That's the way we came up and during the movement.
So, Professor Rob. So, as you guys can see at the bottom here, I put absolute humility and selflessness. And that's just two words to describe him. And I'm going to give a few later. So I thought that was an interesting clip and in how he answered that. So now let's go to Ernest. Ernest, tell us anything you want to say about Professor Ra.
Well, like I tell Professor Ra, he's kind of, this program is kind of teaching me about the Black studies at Cal State Long Beach, because I left there in 65. And then I was just attending night classes because it was with the industrial technology department, engineering department. And I worked at the Naval Shipyard, and they brought all the upper division classes out there. So we, I lost the benefit of being at the campus, but I knew a lot about Professor Ra because my dad used to talk about him a lot. Because some of the students out there, one of the students that went to Cal State Long Beach was renting an apartment from my dad, and the guy's name was Mohair. And then a lot of those students used to come back there to the apartment, and I think Ra and my dad used to talk a lot, so I don't know what the conversation was about, but I know he used to tell me, boy, that Professor Ra, he got that college lit up out there. He got them really going and worried, so he, used to tell me a lot of things, a few things about Professor Ra, but they say the strategy and stuff that he's using, my dad used to, he really wouldn't talk about it that much because my dad was mostly NAACP. That was his big niche, and but he was kind of incorporating some of the Black students' movements, some of their strategies and things that he was doing. So, but I don't, Professor Rob probably can tell you more about that than I can because. Because I was not living at home at the time, because I had my own family and I lived out in Lakewood, so I didn't get the benefit. But one of my uncles attended the class, I think Martinville, and he attended, and I just kind of got a lot of stuff piecemeal, whenever I run into my brother because they and my uncle because they like 10, 12 years younger than I am. So I kind of missed out on a lot of that, but I'm getting a lot of that now by attending these sessions. So that's so I can't really tell you much more than that because I kind of grew up like Professor Ra a little bit on the streets myself in Long Beach, but then I had my dad trying to keep a out on me, keep me on the straight and narrow. So that's what helped. He used to tell me a lot of stuff, but it was a lot of about when he was a kid back in Mississippi, because he came up in Mississippi and then he till he was about 11 or 12, and then they moved to Little Rock, Arkansas. And he never would really talk about things happen when he was a kid, but the one time he missed, he eyewitness to a lynching, in Little Rock, Arkansas. So, and he would never, was very reluctant about talking about it. And when he would, we went to one of my wife's relatives, because I've never been out of the South, only one in the South, because I was born and raised right here. But when he talked about, we took him on my wife's family gave a reunion in Georgia, so took him back to Georgia, and because my mom had passed away, and I think it was like 94, 95, and then I told him I could get some extra time off of work because we were in a closure mode at the shipyard, and I could take as much time off as I wanted to. And I told him I could rent a car and we could go back, visit Mississippi where you grew up as a kid and Little Rock, Arkansas. And he looked at me and said, why? And to me, that said it all, He said, I have no, you know, thoughts to ever want to go back to either one of those places. So to me, that kind of said it all about the struggle and stuff. So that was about it. You know, I never know what kind of, how they ever, he and my dad ever inspired, conspired with one another, I'll say. You know, but yeah, so he had, they did a lot of, you know, when he, Professor would come and visit Mohair and the guys in the back, you know, so. Yeah. So that was about it for me. And then I'm kind of getting all this in now because I think Black Studies started out there, I guess they told me in the early 70s, I guess. So I kind of missed out on that.
Never too late to learn.
I know. I see now by being on this program. So, and then a lot of that students talk, you know, and I can visualize where this, if they say something happened on campus, I can visualize because all my classes were, when I first went there, because I played football 63 and 4. And so we was kind of in the athletic thing, you know, was our concentration was down, and then my classes were down in industrial technology and the public affairs department around on African Street. So I never really even made it up to the bookstore, maybe at the beginning to buy books, and that was about it, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think that's excellent. Brother Ernest here, you guys, he comes every week along with Brother Mashinda and Brother Ahi. And if anybody's around, it's us five. So I sometimes call us the Fab Five. And you see the impact of Professor Rye. You Ernest is almost 90, you guys, and he's here taking in all the good information that Rob provides. So I think that's a beautiful thing, and shows you how he inspires people. And so I appreciate that, Ernest. And so now we have Brother Barry here, everybody, Brother Barry Thomas. Brother Barry, what you want to say to Rob and about Rob?
Yo, thank you. First of all, I just wanted to wish the professor a very, very happy birthday, and to know that his years here on this planet have never been in vain. And for all of the people's lives that he has touched through teaching or through actions, it's such a blessing. And because he is, we are. And for that, I remain forever grateful to be able to be in a position to wish him a happy birthday and to show my appreciation for him, for somebody that I could truly call my brother, big brother, my uncle, whatever role he got to play to get to teach his part across, and I'm grateful for it. And knowledge is truly power. It truly is. And I'm grateful for it. And for him to be able to type me and countless others the way that he had an impact on our lives. It's such a blessing. I just wanted to add my voice to those of many and wishing him a very happy birthday today.
You have some of your comrades on here, Brother Barry. You got Sister Adrian and Brother Ijao. You want to say something to them?
Oh, for sure. You know, in the truest sense of Jeremiah 2, I would not exist without them. And I know they understand what that means. And they know and what it means to have that true family to stand in your corner and to stand by you through very difficult moments. And I appreciate that from Brother Joe and and my sister Adrian. And I love them dearly. And Adrian, you know, I will not, I will not call her by her nickname on here today. In fact, I love Adrian. She is unbelievable and a powerful writer, powerful communicator. And I am so looking forward to her finishing up her book, and I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Brother Ahi is on here too, brother. You know Brother Ahi, he's here too.
I was going to mention it.
Hey, with that, you know, for sure, my brother, Brother Ahi, we talk all the time. And it's just amazing that through the years, how intertwined all of our families are. I'm extremely close to his cousins and his sisters. It's just amazing how it works.
Hey, Barry, really we is. Got Shahid on here. Brother Ernest and Brother Mashinda.
Oh, they got the whole family there. The whole family. Yeah, well, I'm grateful to be a part and to be grateful for all of them and how all those people have impacted my lives. It's just truly, it truly family in the true sense of the word. It is Jamatu forever. It's just, it's not a slogan. It's real. It's a way of life.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thankful. Thank you. Happy
Appreciate
birthday,
it.
Brother Ra. Okay.
Appreciate it, Barry. Appreciate it. Well, I'm just gonna. Somebody had a response.
Yeah, brother Rashakia, brother Gaidi couldn't be with us tonight, but he wanted to send his regards also to brother Ra. He had another commitment that conflicted with this one. So
who is this now? So we can.
Brother Gaidi Nkrumah. He's one of the brothers of Omega Psi Phi fraternity and one of the strong black leaders of the Black Student Union at Cal State Long Beach. You mentioned his name, brother. I'm sure Brother Rod knows who he is.
Okay.
No question about it.
Yeah, Rod's going to hear the recording, definitely. And I think he's going to enjoy it. Well, as a matter of fact, I know he is. So I have a few words just to kind of, you know, some descriptive words. Life transformer, Professor Rise, a life transformer. He definitely turned my life in a positive direction. That's for sure. When I met him, it's sort of strange that I was an athlete at Long Beach State. And I didn't even know who Professor Ra was until I finished playing basketball. And that was amazing. And then for him to just say a few words to me when I was at one of my lowest points in my life, just was a wonderful thing. I mean, I can't even tell you how happy I am that I was able to meet Professor Amon Ra. Another word, motivator. Motivates people. He's able to lift you up, most definitely. Encourager. Always encouraging. Always. Like I said before, humility. And the brother is real. He's real. He don't mind sharing his life story, be it positive or negative. So that's, and then he has a comedic touch to his delivery.
Yes.
And if you were ever in his classes, I mean, he had us laughing. He was talking about Mike Tyson one time. My God, he literally had us laughing for about a minute because he was talking about the Mike Tyson case. And he said something, the whole class just erupted in laughter. I'm talking about for about a minute. We were in stitches. He was on the level of Richard Pryor that night, but very comedic. And it's a wonderful tool to possess when you're a teacher.
Yeah.
To be able to infuse comedy in your lessons. I mean, it just, man. And then very empowering. He empowers people. You know, it's kind of funny at times because people see people in a different light. I may see a person in a different light than you didn't see them because we're two different people and we experience that person two different ways. I don't care who it is, Ra will lift them up. I mean, I'd have met people throughout my life and I thought that they were something that wasn't too positive. But Ra finds a way to say something positive about anybody. And that's empowering. I think that's another excellent tool to have when you can lift people up. And hopefully when he do say encouraging things to a person or about a person, that they listen intently and start making a change, because some of these people are something else. But I mean, who am I? I'm maybe one of those people, but I'm still learning. And I'm definitely benefited from Professor Ra's presence. And as long as he around, I'm gonna do whatever I can to keep his voice out there. And now that we have this internet, a lot of other people get a, you know, people that otherwise wouldn't be able to hear him, now they can hear him. So it's just a very wonderful thing. I don't know. I mean, it's so many words you can throw out there, and it's enlightening to sit here on a daily basis and to continuously get this information that Professor Ra provides. So we have another person that came in, so we're gonna hear her words because we're getting close to the end. And then after she speaks, if anybody else want to say some parting words, they can. But I just clicked her on and she ain't made it yet. So we go with you, Brother Shaheed. Any parting words for Pops, or you said what you said?
I mean, I said what I said, but I just, as everyone spoke so highly, I started thinking of so many other stories. I recall as a kid, we visited the prisons, and he would go speak at the prisons. And at the time, I didn't understand why he would go to a prison to speak. Like, you know, as a kid, you just think everybody's a criminal and they're all bad. And then I got a chance to sit in on one and see the reactions and hear what he was saying. And it was, like everybody said, so motivating. You left these guys with a feeling of it's not over. You know, you can be redeemed. You can come back. And I'm sure some of them, you know, took that and ran with it, like we all do with his advice. So he was still changing lives even there. And I remember he would go away quite often to visit the prisons and speak. He went all over the US and spoke. And being in on one of his lectures, like you said, is just life-changing, motivating. And oh God, I had so many other stories to think of. But yeah, I'm out of gas right now.
Appreciate it, brother. I appreciate you coming on because I was trying to get your brothers on, and I called your father and said, "Look, I need to have somebody on from the family." And he said, "Let me give you Shaheed's number," because I couldn't catch Amin and Brother Kuumba. I
He
could
know I
hear.
get in here.
Yeah,
I
so I
can
appreciate
represent if
that,
you
man.
need me.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
appreciate it. Yeah, so. Dr. Sharita, can you unmute, please? You just came in. Can you please unmute?
Same piece of
Uh-oh.
family. I was
Okay.
just taking out the time just to say happy birthday to Baba. It's almost 2 a.m. where I'm at.
Yeah, you're definitely out
I
of
just
town
want I
if it's
just wanted to
2 a.m.
holler. Just doing the holler. I was dealing with a medical emergency on that side. That's the only reason why I'm up. So
Okay.
yeah, but definitely life full of substance, best one of the best examples of family, you know, father, provider, and then a leader in our consciousness and helping us with our consciousness is very important. So I just wanted to, you know, say happy birthday and just rise him up here in Africa for a second.
That's beautiful. I'm glad you was able to come on. Thanks a lot. So
what part of Africa are you at, sister?
Okay. I'm in Ghana.
Beautiful. Adrian, you been there?
Yeah, I've been here 20 years.
Wow. Awesome. Beautiful.
Yes, so, I have.
Adrian, any parting words?
No, I think everyone has said everything. It's just my heart is full in with this tribute, and it's well deserved and well, you know, well placed in terms of the impression and the impact that Professor Ross made on all of us and will continue to make. So I'm glad I was able to be here and share that with everyone and hear everyone's thoughts.
Appreciate it. Brother Mashinda, any parting words?
No, just appreciate that I could be here tonight. Again, happy birthday to Professor Rod. Thank everybody for being here.
Okay. We have somebody else coming in, so we're going to go to her. Brenda Hearn, can you unmute, please?
Yes, hello.
How you doing? Glad you could make it.
I'm pretty good.
Any wishes to Professor Rao or comments?
Just a minute. I have to add some light to my space. I apologize for being late. I just want to say Habari Gani and well wishes. Gani,
sister.
So good to hear that still alive and kicking.
Yeah. So he wasn't able to make it this evening. So if you want to give any wishes or make some comments about him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his classes were the best. We got such great education from him, and just learning to love each other as beautiful Black people. Just, it was wonderful. So I commend him for that.
Appreciate you coming. Brother Ahi, can you unmute?
Yes, sir.
Any parting words?
No, I'm just like Adrian said, I'm full. You know, I'm just looking at, like, we talking back in 81, man. And when we were growing into a man, you know, I grew up and came into manhood. My whole lifestyle changed. We lived it, man. And it changed us, you know. We grew from Black to African. Mm-hmm. And it was like so awesome to be in this. I was just looking at the consciousness conference. I kept a flyer. I'm getting ready to have it framed. And, you know, Dr. Hale and Harold X, all the folks that was at the consciousness conference and Shaka and the bros, Adrian, my cousins, and the friends and the students, and it was so awesome. It was so awesome to see all that consciousness. It was a beautiful thing, man. That was a once in a lifetime kind of deal. Right. That was so awesome. So that's all I have to say. And he was like the man who made that possible.
The glue.
Yeah.
The glue. Brother Ijao,
Yes, sir, brother. I was just reflecting on my role, my responsibility to carry the torch like Professor Ra has done for so long. And in the spirit of John Matu being a second family, we were truly a second family because, you know, the Bible says a friend is someone that sticks closer than a brother. And my friends, you all, the college experience, we were our brothers and sisters together.
Yeah.
If one didn't have something to eat, we would piece together and make sure that we all ate. And that's what family do. We look out for each other. And Professor Raw was no exception to that. He made ensure that we all stay together as a people, as a unit. So maybe we were in different fraternities, sororities, but it didn't matter. We were Black students first. And that's what it was all about. We were JAMA II, Black Student Union United. No matter, it didn't matter what sorority, fraternity, engineering organization, if you were a Black student, you was automatically a member of the BSU. And that's the way we operated. You either got your Black card. Now, if you uphold it, that's the way you're supposed to do. So I'm just thankful that I can still uphold my Black card and still make a difference in the lives of young people. Just like when I was a young man, Professor Raw made a difference in my life and how you share how he's made a difference in so many other lives. So Asante Sana, and that's what I want to say. Thank you, Asante Sana, brother Rashaki and Sabira and Adrian and Ahi and Shahid. You as bloodline, you as seed, brother. You carry it on, Black man. BT, if you still there, you know we still carrying it on together, brothers. And sister all the way from the continent of Ghana, motherland, the other sister up in the top, Adrian, she had just traveled there. So, and that's one of the places I desire to go in the near future. Love you all, brother and sister.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Thank
you.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
Brother Barry.
Yes, sir. I just, it's really, I think when you can sit back and talk to somebody who's impacted so many lives and from the seeds that he planted, and that's where we were able to take that and spread it to other people. Like you say, right, each one. And it just reminded me of a song that Rod used to play, and it's a song called Black Seeds Keep on Growing. And it's amazing to sit here and listen to the folks and see how that is all really come into play. And just how close everybody is. My life was forever changed the day that I set foot, on that campus and met Professor Ra, and it forever changed my life. And to truly understand what my life is committed to and to live that every day, it's amazing. And I am grateful for it all. I don't know what I would do without my brothers and sisters, really don't know. But I'm appreciative of y'all. And thank you for having the opportunity to do so.
Appreciate it, Brother Barry. All right, good folks. We're going to go ahead and close. I appreciate everyone coming out this evening to honor Professor Amin Ra, our master teacher on this platform. So we're going to keep doing this. Anybody's interested in being on the show, you can contact us. And anybody that wants to just visit and be on the show, it's open to the public. So I'm going to do our parting greeting. Each one teach one and conscious, Black Conscious Corner. Everybody continue to have a good day.
No, that's right.